The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
I've got a proposition for you that I think makes a lot of sense. Get great t-shirts that promote Americana and freedom and a message of anti-globalist tyranny while at the same time keeping my broadcast on the air one way or another. Coming up on the 13th of November, 26 days as of me taping this, we can easily be shut down. But regardless, we still have something of a First Amendment left. And if you back us, I will continue on the air. In fact, I will expand. But right now, we need more funds just to continue on if we get shut down. So please visit thealexjonesstore.com, where over 150 t-shirt, hoodie, and ball cap designs are there, and more getting added every day, plus some of the most powerful, game-changing supplements out there, like Ultimate Sea Moss. We have an incredible green food, Optimal Human. These are incredible products. Just like our information is game-changing, the products are amazing. Our job, quite frankly, has gotten a lot easier because the globalists and their entire death cult, transhumanist depopulation agenda is out in the open. And we've got some of the best shirt designs out there you're going to find. Check them all out. Support the transmission and be part of 1776 worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. We brought back the classic, There's Poison in the Tap Water, limited edition Fentanyl the Dragon. I'm with the Outlaw and the Hillbilly. If you want to meet like-minded people and trigger tyrants, the I Love Alex Jones shirt will surely do it. Hello, stupid Americans. So I want to thank you all for your past support. Now's the most critical time in our history to support the transmission. I cannot do it without you. You are the resistance. You are the InfoWar. Please visit thealexjonesstore.com today and check out these amazing designs and ensure that my fight and my crew's fight against the New World Order as the Great Awakening explodes continues on. The globalists are counting on you not taking action. I'm counting on you taking action. Please visit thealexjonesstore.com today and continue to keep the tip of the spear on air. Thank you.
Why don't we stop pushing pills on people and start pushing the red pill on people? Because the red pill is the only drug that can cure this mental illness, that can cure things like gender dysphoria, that can cure things like depression, that can cure things like involuntary celibacy, that can cure things like racism, that can cure things like World War III itself. The cure to all diseases, all ill, the red pill. And the best place to get your endless supply of the red pill is band.video, is infowars.com/show, is following at Real Alex Jones on InfoWars, is going to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP and signing up for $30 a month to get $40 a month. Hell, it's not even an expense. It's an investment practically. You buy one shirt a month, you keep us on the air. If we had 20,000 people sign up for thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, for the Alex Jones VIP Club. If we had 20,000 people sign up for that VIP Club, Alex Jones would always be on the air, even if he had to refer to himself legally as the broadcaster formerly known as Alex Jones. There's a reason Prince didn't stop making records after his identity was stolen from him. It's because he was so good and he had such a loyal following and fan base that they couldn't shut him down. They couldn't silence him. They couldn't own him because he had enough support. We need you, just like you need us, just like you need the truth. The truth needs you. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. If you buy anything or sign up for anything, do that because it is going to be forever.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com, and it is an absolute honor to be with you all today. Before I bring my very special guest on today, I need to speak to everyone watching this broadcast right now. I really, really hope that people that are tuning in understand how important the broadcast Alex just did was. I really, really hope that people understand how important Alex Jones is. Right now, in this time in history, it is the most dangerous time. And listen, a lot of us are desensitized to these words because we hear them so much and we've been hearing these warnings for the past several years. But it's all about to come to a head. And everything that Alex referenced today, and if you haven't seen the broadcast, you need to go back and watch it. In fact, when I repost this, because I always share these broadcasts on our Rumble channel as well, I'm going to link to the full Alex Jones broadcast, and people need to go back, watch it, download it, reshare it, clip it, do what you need to do. because what Alex has highlighted, he said something so important. He said that people are starting to wake up, they're starting to understand, but they don't see the full picture. Now, part of what my guest is going to talk to us about today is the full picture. But they still don't see the full picture. Why is it that they don't want someone like Donald Trump elected, who's got people like RFK Jr. behind him, vowing to make America healthy again, vowing to shake up, not shake up. He says he's not going to dismantle the FDA as an example, but he's going to put people in there that actually listen to the scientists. Nicole Shanahan recently said, we're not going to censor the scientists that want to get to the bottom of all the different ways, all the various ways in which Americans are being poisoned. And why does this matter for the whole world? The whole world follows where America goes, especially the West. Especially the West. And so this next election is all about doing everything they can to maintain this poisoning of humanity, to maintain their power structure, to maintain their censorship industrial complex, the military industrial complex, forever wars, digital currency, digital ID, colluding with the UN to make a one world government, one world digital citizens. This is what this is all about. It is their end game, their end goal of creating a world where we have no freedom to move, no freedom to eat what we want, no freedom over our bodies. Recently, we covered on, when I was guest hosting Harrison's show, we covered their plans to introduce routine injections moving forward because of the somehow now combined threat of climate change and pandemics, which we will discuss today with Karen Kingston. Before she comes on, I want to play this quick clip from RFK Jr. Team, if we can play that clip.
These agencies, the FDA, USDA, CDC, all of them are controlled by giant for-profit corporations. 75% of the FDA's funding doesn't come from taxpayer, it comes from pharma. And pharma executives and consultants and lobbyists cycle in and out of these agencies with President Trump's backing. I'm going to change that. We're going to staff these agencies with honest scientists and doctors who are free from industry funding. We're going to make sure the decisions of consumers, doctors, and patients are informed by unbiased science. A sick child is the best thing for the pharmaceutical industry. When American children or adults get sick with a chronic condition, they're put on medication for their entire life. Imagine what will happen when Medicare starts paying for Ozempic, which costs $1,500 a month. And it's being recommended for children as young as six, all for a condition, obesity, that is completely preventable and barely even existed 100 years ago.
Do you understand what he's saying there? Look beyond the words that RFK Jr. is speaking there and understand that he is talking about dismantling a system that dates back to the 1960s, instigated by the World Health Organization, which is the military martial law, medical martial law, rather, arm of the United Nations, of the people trying to bring in a one world government. He is talking about dismantling Codex Alimentarius. Go and look it up, from the 1960s. I've read almost all 400 pages of those original documents, talking about how they are going to slowly introduce toxins and call them nutrients and reduce the safe levels of nutrients in our food supply and call them toxins. Over the years, how they are going to systematically poison us to weaken us for this time so that we'll be too weak to fight them. And I'm not talking about physical fighting for the authorities watching, although that is what they want. And we are going to talk about that very, very real threat of martial law incoming in potentially under 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get back to that right after my guest now. But I want people to understand the system that is about to be dismantled if Donald Trump gets into office and has all of these people that are talking about destroying a hundreds-year-old plan to poison us and kill us systematically. And what do they want to do? Well, they want to give the FDA full control over the food system by January of 2026, surveilling every single food manufacturer for what, potential pandemics? Karen Kingston is a former Pfizer employee and a biotech analyst. She's an incredible researcher, and she joins us now to discuss this very important information. Karen, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you, Maria. It's an honor to speak with you and your audience.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we've got people from all over the country and all over the world listening to this. This is such important information because, again, this is what Donald Trump and RFK Jr. and this camp is threatening, this system that they're trying to set up. So in a nutshell, explain it to us.
Oh, sure. So in 2011, under the Obama administration, Congress and Obama signed into law the Food Safety Modernization Act. And the purpose of that act was the same as actually the Childhood Vaccine Protection Act, which is greatly misunderstood. It was to ensure that if there was contaminated food that could cause high risk. So we're talking about high incidences of illnesses, hospitalizations, and potentially deaths from contaminated food, that the FDA would work with Health and Human Services, the CDC, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, to have systems in place to quickly recall that food, again, if it was high risk. But what has the FDA done, as they've done over the last 4, 5, 6 years, is they have grossly overstepped their authority, and they're violating what the actual law says of the Food Safety Modernization Act. Again, it's supposed to be high risk. What they're doing is they put regulations in place, as you stated, by January 20th of 2026. If there are products that are, quote unquote, moderate risk, they can recall these products. And it's everything from cheese to lettuces to fruits to vegetables. And under the USDA, it's all of our meat and poultry and eggs. So they can decimate the entire food supply if they go around.